Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hello and good morning. Welcome to another episode. Today we are going to be talking about bathrooms and specifically a tub or a shower. Which one should you have? Do you want to have? And then talk about those types of things. So I know a lot of people love their walk-in showers and they just have no need for a tub or rarely use a tub. And I totally understand. But with a tub, at least you need to have at least one in your house, whether it's in the master, whether it's in another bathroom. For resale value, just leave at least one tub in your home, okay? Because you never know who's going to be buying it. They may have little kids and they need that tub. And while granted my kids have outgrown the tub, every once in a while it's good just to soak in the tub. And I know it doesn't happen very often, but even in my master, I have one of those freestanding tubs. And so it could technically could be, you know, hauled away if I wanted to, but man, it just looks so beautiful. Number one. Number two, okay, well, yes, I only use it once a month, just to soak in it. And yes, it does take a lot of water just to sit in it, but man, it feels so good just to be able to just sit in there. Hopefully the kids don't find you because as soon as I sit in it, the kids are like, mama, mama, what can we want to do this? Can we do? I'm like, go ask your father. Just go. Leave me alone. You know what I mean? So sometimes some homes may have a tub shower combo. That is perfectly fine. But for resale value, you know, have at least one kind of tub in your home. And then the other thing that gets you a better resale value and appraisal for your house is if you have a tile surround around your bathtub. Specifically, if it's the tile or the shower tub combo, instead of those kits that come in with a, you know, all in one, you know, kit, that's all that fiberglass stuff. If your bathtub surrounded is tiled and then you have the shower above it, you actually get more for your money and your house gets appraised at a higher amount than that one of those kits do, just so you know. Okay. So if your house is at about $300,000 or so, that is real money. Now, for a $100,000 house, I wouldn't necessarily put that in there unless you really want to, and like maybe the master bathroom. But we've done that for all the showers in our house that have the tub shower combo. It is tiled and it looks real nice. They're big. Big tiles, I want to say they're rectangular and they're horizontal. So the one thing you want to keep in mind is when you are putting tile, think about how you want the room to look. Meaning, do you need the room to look bigger or taller? If you want to make the room feel wider, then you lay the tiles horizontally. Okay. If you want the bathroom to feel taller, then you lay the tiles vertically. You may not have thought about it, but now you're thinking here, oh my gosh, you're right. So anything that makes it look wider is when the things are laid horizontally on the wall. You may have a shower that is just a walk-in shower, and maybe you want to make it look taller. Put the tiles vertically, like, you know, have vertical blinds, you know, up and down. Lay them that way. And it's amazing how it transforms the space. Okay. Same thing if you have tile on the floor. My tile in the bathroom is square, so it really doesn't do anything. But if you have longer tiles that you're using, like maybe those, you know, 24 inch tiles, those big long ones, you know, again, take a look which way you're going to lay the tile on the floor. Are you going to lay them across, like as soon as you know, left to right, or are they going to go, you know, up and down, you know, so that can make the room feel bigger, longer if you want to. So those are just some things about when you're redoing your bathroom and doing that. When I'm also, today's actually cleaning day, for the bathrooms. If you don't follow Clean Mama on Instagram, she has some amazing tips and a way to get you in the cleaning mood. I know cleaning is just hard on some people. I'm just like, I'm not motivated. But Mondays are actually cleaning bathroom days. So, which actually works out because normally I try to do it like on a Friday or Saturday, and I'm just so not motivated by the end of the week. And I know Mondays can be tough, but you know what? I'm actually looking forward to it going, yes, we have clean bathrooms again. The kids look at me going, didn't you just clean the bathroom? I'm like, yeah, a week ago, let's do this again. So they help me out sometimes, not always, but then that way you have fresh towels for the week. You have a clean bathroom for the week. And the way she explains on how to do it, if you go to her website, it just makes it go so much faster. So seriously, go check out Clean Mama on her website, and her Instagram handle is @CleanMama, MAMA. So, I'll put that link in the notes too. So one of the cleaning products that I found here are some really good ones, because in Germany they have, hard water. It is really hard water. So your German tidbit for the day is use German cleaners, not American like Kaboom or any of those other ones. They don't quite work as well. The German products here work so much better. There's one that's called Anti-Cal, which is the anti-calcium buildup basically that you get on the shower walls here, which, by the way, the German showers here in our house are all glass. And I mean, there's tile, but the other side of it is all glass. So there's two sides glass and two sides tile. Ugh, just to keep those clean, man. I'm like, I never had so much glass in my life. Oh gosh. So yeah, so use German cleaners to clean your German house. And then the other thing is for your German tidbit of the day, if you happen to visit Europe, Germany, anywhere, you go and buy the shampoos that are on the local economy. I found that our American made shampoos, even though they're Pantene, I bought them at the BX on Base here. They don't suds up as well for whatever reason, because they're made for American water. Well, if you buy the German pharmacy stores have Pantene and Fructose and all those other kinds of brands, John Frieda, they have all those kinds. It's just German, chemicals or non-chemicals, if you will. So they're made for the water here, which you would have never thought. Like, well, it's John Frieda is John Frieda, right? No, nope. I can guarantee you it is not. And your hair just feels so much better and different. And again, it doesn't suds up as well in the shower when you bring your American products over. So if you are going to be in Europe for a while, go out to the pharmacy, go out to the grocery store where they sell those kinds of, you know, shampoo products and things like that, and buy the European version of those products. You will thank me later. I know, because we were using the American shampoo going, what the heck? Why is my hair feel just different? It must be the water. Well, it is the water and how it reacts to the shampoos. So just your German tidbit for the day. And the last thing I want to talk about, I want to let you be aware of, is my webinar, February 18th. It's called 5 Things Homeowners Should Do Before Selling Their House. And it's a live webinar and it's free, and it talks about what staging tips you can use to get your house ready for the spring real estate that's coming up. So I will leave that in there as well. I'll show you some before and after pictures, and leave it up to questions so that you guys can ask your staging questions. Cause I know some of you are new to staging and aren't quite sure what you need to do. Some of you are thinking, well, it's a hot market. And if you go to one of my last episodes, I talked about a few episodes ago about 3 reasons why you should still stage in a hot market. Go through that and listen to that episode. And, that way you guys can learn something there. But yeah, but sign up for my February 18th webinar about 5 things that you homeowners should do before putting their house on the market. And if you want to listen to the episode about 3 reasons to stage your home in a hot market, that's episode number 82. So go take a listen. All right. I hope you guys have a fabulous day, and we'll talk to you later.